Yes, I believe so.
Your attack bonus goes up by plus one. You get plus one reflex and will save.
Zah.
You also get one free bonus feat, as does everyone, which can be anything this level. Doesn't have to be a fighter feat for you.
Can I have a character sheet, isn't it? There it is.
Yes. Does not have to be a fighter feat. Fighter's feat. Fighter's feat. Yes. Groot's feat. You've got a brunette there, just chuckles.
Yeah, just
did you find failing or standing there otherwise?
I'm
out.
Yeah.
We got a
card
in the bow.
Oh, yes, you have a bow now. Woo!
I've got a crossbow.
I'm sorry, it took a while to get an appropriate place to put a bow. On the floor?
In the corner?
You won't throw it. Ah! You fall. It is a bow on the floor.
Hurrah! We would have gone. Yes, that would have been lovely.
How's that then, Finn? You also get skill points.
And my 2 plus in bonus. 3.
3, yeah. Is it 2 plus in bonus? Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Beautiful. And that'll be you then done. Lindsay?
I'm talking to Lindsay then, yeah.
Yes, Lindsay. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, Lindsay. Your attack bonus goes up by 1. Yes, which then increases all of your weapon to hits by 1, and your grapple also by 1. Grapple goes up as well.
Remove the second number as well, so I've got an attack bonus of 89.
Oh, you get trap sense at this level, which is going to be good, because you're going to need it.
Trap sense?
Yes.
You have that ready.
No, she has trap finding.
Okay, done my attack bonuses.
Very good. You get plus 1 to your reflex save. No, you don't, that's a lie. You get plus 1 fortitude, plus 1 will.
I have 1!
In will and fortitude!
What is it? Is it the base save?
Yeah, your base save. On your second character sheet, or back on there?
If you wait 1 minute, sorry. I might actually be ready.
Sorry, my friend.
Yes.
Your sneak attack is now plus 2d6.
Ooh, what should
we get behind them, babe. You really pile the damage in.
Okay, anything else?
Yes, you get the special ability Trap Sense plus 1, which is another thief ability.
Oh, yeah, I know what that is.
Basically, what it means is that you get an intuitive sense that alerts you to danger from traps. And you get a plus 1 on your reflex save to avoid traps, and a plus 1 dodge bonus to AC against traps. So basically, remember that block came and hit you?
Yeah.
I rolled to hit you for that?
Mm-hmm.
So if that happens, you get plus 1 bonus to your armor class, you get 20 against traps that try to hit you, things. Because okay. You're naturally, oh, there's a trap! Because
okay.
You're just suspicious.
Does that add anything onto these?
No, you get skills now.
I know I do,
but
I was asking whether that
happens. No. You get 8 plus your... No. Yes, 8 plus your int modifier.
10.
You get 10 skill points to spend on skills of your choosing.
We have a better rubber than one.
No, I've only got this one, I'm under this one. And you also get a bonus feat.
Bonus feat? Okay. What would I need to take?
I don't know, we haven't started yet, we're levelling. At least I don't think we've started.
Oh, it's recording, yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, we're levelling. I may chop the level again. Who knows? Depends on what it takes.
It's alright, I'm loving it tonight.
Ice skating.
Yes.
£5.
Okay.
Okay.
£5. Use your fingers.
It's a skill
or a feat. I'll go
with anyone.
I don't know. I think I
want to
try and organise it.
Is the ice skating club somewhere?
Okay.
Is your going to sister this next week?
Huh? Yes,
probably.
And
she only eats
this.
Probably.
I do.
Just
some
more. And I'm
pulling
with work.
Okay. That'll look good on tape.
Well, yes. Thank you. I'll take a picture, shall I?
Bowling with work's probably better.
Click.
Whatever. Yeah. 2 weeks
this time.
Yeah, so I was going to put it up on the society. Nobody wanted to go up there.
I talked to Tasman about it today. She was she might come.
If one else fails, it'll be you.
Hey, all right, mighty wizard. Do you like your bonuses? Yes, please. That would be lovely if I had a diet. Mighty wizard gets plus 1 to his fortitude and reflex saves.
Okay, let me use my D&D 30 pencil.
I'm still using mine, actually. They're quite nice.
Okay.
Well, they're free.
Oh,
you said I had a feat.
You did. Yeah, that's not my
fault.
Yes, Steve Hunter.
Saving throw. Plus 1 to... Is that...
plus 1 fortitude, plus 1 reflex.
That's my base, is it?
In base, yeah.
I have nimble fingers and stealthy.
Are you wanting to be a bow monkey?
Yes.
One blank shot.
One blank shot.
Yeah,
Ah, yes, of course.
Fortitude and was that will or reflex? Sorry, it was reflex.
Reflex. And then you can get to precise shot, which means
does
you can fire.
Does this add to any numbers or anything?
Yes. Any range attack you make
within
this, within 30 feet is a plus one.
Okay, that's fine. You get some more spells. Your spells per day, you now can cast one second level spell plus any bonuses you get for intelligence.
Right, so I can already cast two, so you get plus one. So that's three first level spells, yeah?
What's my maximum ranks for?
Yes, you already cast three first level spells, yes.
Maximum.
You get one second level spell now.
I now get one second level spell.
Which should mean you should be able to cast something like 4, 3, 2 with your intelligence bonuses.
Yes, 4. Hang on, yeah.
Mm. Mm. Your bases are 4, 2, 1, yeah?
Yes.
In that column.
Yes. I don't know whether the bases are
right.
Got how many they
call. I don't know.
In that column here, should be your bases 4, 2, 1.
That is what's in there now,
4, 2, 1.
And then
you've got 2 for a rank.
Right.
And
that column,
1, 2, 6, or 3 for the ones that don't have the class skills. So you need things like search and disable device. Okay.
So I've got 3 first level spells and now 2 second level spells.
Yes.
Hurrah.
You also get, we'll give you the skill points as well. Mr. Wizard gets,
The level.
Oh yes. 2 plus your intelligence modifier skill points.
Intelligence modifier 3, 5 points.
Wow. It's better than Garud, who gets 3 skill points.
3. And I've chosen to take a non-class skill.
I have 17 hit points.
Which is?
I've taken some spot as well as some search.
Oh my goodness.
You can
I've got search last level, so I've got to spot this level.
A half orc who can search? It's just not heard of.
Spend your skills
more. Give me a mighty
5 points.
2!
Does it go to max 6 now? Or
max of 6 for class skills, max of 2.5 for non-class skills.
Right. Okay, let's see. Anything need in particular? I just like to blow them all in one slot normally. So, so speak.
Do.
Listen. Spot. Right, if I want to put some stuff in spot.
Yes.
Two skill points.
Costs you 2 skill points per rank.
Yeah.
Right, so I can I can get 2 ranks in that and still have 1 point left.
For a class skill, yes.
That goes under ranks so. 2. Two. And 1 point left I can put into an order.
You've got your wisdom on that as well.
Oh yeah, wisdom. Which is last.
Is that because you're...
Because my poor
That's pretty good. You're almost a normal cleric.
Yeah, and I'm not wearing any armour.
So basically all it actually does is it stops you having to worry about buying the stuff that gives you the ability to do it anyway.
Yeah.
So it's not actually much of a disadvantage.
Not really.
Yes.
It takes 2 feet to get it.
You haven't cast an exalted spell yet.
No.
What are you pointing to?
I'll ask you what you've all got in a minute.
Paul needs 2 more spells.
I need to spend another point yet.
I'm just reading through the spells you can get.
Okay.
What would you reckon?
Listen. This isn't a class skill, you need 2.
Get knowledge arcana.
Or spellcraft.
Improve it.
Yeah.
You're a wizard.
Get 8 then.
Okay.
You're a wizard.
8 ranks?
No.
No, 8 total. Yeah.
8 total. Yeah.
Linz, what's your highest skill total, including bonuses?
17.
8 isn't high.
I have a 10. I'm really scary.
Lindsay is a halfling. Lindsay gets lots of bonuses. Lots and lots of bonuses.
Well.
Right, skills aside for Balazar.
You need 2 new spells.
I have very few skills.
Okay.
I
think we're thinking Scorching Ray is probably a good
idea.
Scorching Ray is
good. I'm quite happy with
Scorching Ray is ranged touch attack dealing 4d6 fire damage plus 1 ray per 4 levels. So you can actually fire three rays, a maximum of 3 rays, once you get to level
12. Scorching Ray is a revocation, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Yes.
Well, Right, let me just put down Scorching Ray.
Mm-hmm. Scorching Ray is a good spell.
I can't live second level anymore.
Learn Rope Trick, it's useful.
Yes.
What are the second
levels? Go and hide in your own little pocket dimension for a while.
Yeah, that could be a bit dodgy down here, I bet.
Whoops! You haven't tried playing with dimensions yet.
How about Mel's Acid Arrow?
That's very good.
I think
another range touch.
Oh, what about invisibility? I could do some sneaky invisible stuff.
You are level 3.
Yeah.
Always use a pro wizard to have some kind of.
You'd be even better casting it on her.
Oh yeah, I'm going to take invisibility as my second level spell.
How many experience
are we on? There's always bull strength or cat's grace to cast.
Oh, no, that's good anymore.
Yeah, 3, 6, 5, 8. It should be.
Oh yes, sorry, I shot changed you on XP for the Troubled Dark Priest.
So we're billion.
3, 6, 5, 0 now, yeah?
It'll be 6,000.
So, are we all happy?
Mm-hmm. Hit points go up, yeah?
Yes, hit points do go up. Yeah. You get an additional d4.
D4 plus
combo. Group gets an additional d10 plus. And failing gets an additional d6 plus combo bonus.
No.
You have a combo bonus.
No.
Yeah. Suppose you're about half like
d4.
D6. Roll a 6.
I rolled a 2.
Oh, well, 2 more hit points.
Fantastic.
It's 2 more hit points before dying. But you're now a bowman, so it's really nah.
Yeah, 3 for fun as well.
Just get round the back and shoot folk in the rear, and you'll do really well.
Do it wrong.
Oh, no. How many did Balazar get?
He got a 3.
Which means he actually adds...
He adds another 3 to make 6, which puts him on 19 points for the wizard.
With his absurd con doom, which
it's a good job. It's a good job he didn't take a toll, doesn't
you're
it?
Like 2 higher than me, for con.
Seriously?
Yeah, I'm only at 15.
Wouldn't it be really funny when he overtakes you on hit points?
Combat wizard!
And he got 24.
Combat
now
wizard.
Now dice, it's twice as big as his.
Combat wizard with no armour!
He needs to learn to branch out into something where he gets to fight and cast spells. Mm-hmm. Spell sword or something equivalent. When's complete arcane out?
Next month.
Yeah. How
soon?
Is it complete vagabond coming out? Why do thieves always go last? Why?
Oh, by complete revolution.
It's almost like the best till the last.
Yeah, but I mean, I think thieves are very short changed in this game because they don't get very good prestige classes.
What do you expect? The base class is really good.
True, base class is pretty good. But they're still an essential party member. Okay, kids. We'll have a. What did you all get? Groot, what have you got now? Anything new from your character? What did you get? Feet? Did you get?
Cleave.
Cleave. Cleave is good. Mm. Little monsters will now die a lot. Steve?
Stigmata.
Which allows you to heal better at the cost of hit points yourself.
Constitution, so.
Yeah. Constitution?
Yeah.
That's harsh. How good is it? What do you get the bonus for?
You can double. You can give them back double their level in hit points.
Nice.
By taking. So many constitution.
So does that mean you're going to be walking around basically
knackered, yeah.
Zombified all the time?
Hmm?
Oh my god.
You can cast restoration.
Failing
to bring them back.
What feet did you get?
Point blank shot feet.
Point blank shot, that's very cool.
And why do we have to kill you?
Just so.
So we know.
Just so I know.
So you can screw us?
No.
Well, probably.
Seeing as he takes the character sheets back in.
An airy force in the dungeon suddenly realises that we've got better and what we've got better at.
Yes.
Can I can kill yours?
Yes, the eerie force would like to know what things you've got.
Can
so
I
the eerie
back
force can take them
by
into account.
No.
I'm tough enough.
Paul, what did you get in the end?
I don't know. I've been looking through the feats and they seem universally not very good from the point of wizards. I'm not very impressed with the meta magic.
What have you got so far?
I've got combat casting.
Meta magic skills aren't really that useful to you at this level. Because you don't really have the slots to be able to prepare.
Well, no,
it's
because you can take a monster.
In fact, to be honest,
the
magic feats are much better for sorcerers because you can just go, I'll cast a maximised fireball, but even then only at higher levels. Yeah.
So it's a bit. It's like. Oh, fucking heck.
I mean,
I thought Heighton was a lot better than it actually is.
As just what? Heighton. Heighton? Oh no, they're not great.
Because I thought, oh, I can cast it as a 9th level magic missile, but you actually have to be able to cast tonight.
Yes, of course you do.
I suppose, like, woohoo!
No, there are no freebies. No.
Quick!
Take that good.
Machine gun action.
Magic missile improves with level.
Yeah.
We thought weapon focused ray would
be good. Yeah, weapon focused ray.
Weapon focused ray? You say weapon focused mace, you just say we use it quite a lot.
To be honest, can I take weapon focused mace? Because that's basic.
Yes, you can.
Because I seem to do more damage than with my spells.
Then it'll give you +1 to your attack roll when using your selection.
But have you not planned your character up to like level 30?
Damn, no, I haven't!
See, it's not Nick.
I think
every feat you're going to take, every spell you're going to get on each
but
level.
There's only one person at this table who's done that.
Bastion of Torm, that's deeply into the Book of Divine.
It's only because he's the cleric and knows exactly where his life is going.
I plan on getting better at hitting things.
And I have had to change your course. I plan on
changing
the entire pack.
It's all changed now. Now you've
weapon focused mace.
You're doing alright though. That failing is quite good now.
So we'll get +1 to hit, +1
damage. Can I expect this ability as a free action?
What?
Immediately take at least 2 points of temporary constitution damage.
Probably.
Take as many points of constitution damage as you wish, as long as you remain alive and conscious.
We drop down to 1 constitution.
You can touch your allies to heal them with 1 point of damage per level they possess for every 2 points of con damage you take. In addition, any character you touch who is suffering from a disease can immediately make a new saving throw against that disease with a sacred bonus equal to the number of points of constitution damage you took.
That's not crap, is it?
If you succeed on that saving throw, you're free from the disease.
Nice! So you can totally
does that
heal.
Mean that, so you can heal us all of the disease?
Yes, it would appear Steve can do that. Everyone loves the cleric! Yes, yeah. Yeah, so the cleric's quite good, actually, all in all.
Restoration will give me back.
Lesser restoration.
And I can touch 1 hour per point of constitution damage I take.
That's pretty good.
As a delivery of a touch spell, you can touch up to 6 hours.
So hang on. So hang on a second. You could take, for example, if there were these three, you could take 3 points of constitution, touch them all, and they get a +3 bonus on the save.
Yeah.
Wow. That is not crap in any fashion. What are these cards we have?
It's that Geek Wars game that's just come out.
Mm-hmm.
Looks very good.
What is it?
It's a card game by Goodman Games, where you play cards against each other. It would help if they actually had the second set out, but never mind.
Shameless plug.
Right, what spells are you learning this level, Steve?
Ooh, me.
Yes.
Now we Why do I have to tell you?
Because I need to know what spells he's got, just in case he turns around and goes, I'm casting this, and he doesn't have it.
Well, you have all of them.
I know you have them all, but I'm talking about memorising.
My normal level are Craig Water.
So you have an advantage against it.
Purify food and drink and read magic.
I'm not the enemy.
My first level are Bless.
If the dice
and 2 vision of heaven. Second level are Bull Strength and Restoration.
Bull Strength.
And my domain spells are Cure Light Wounds and Cure Moderate Wounds.
Nice. Balazar, what spells are you learning?
Oh, God. Hang on. Let's just look at your weapon for
a
What's it?
How many spells can I actually pull over?
Four first level, three. Yeah. No, 4 0th level, 3 first level, and 2 second level, I believe.
Yeah, that's correct. Can't remember on the zeros. Well, detect magic, and daze, I think, are the zeros.
You normally learn 2 detects, I think, because they're useful for wizards.
I haven't used them much in the moment.
Because
we don't kill things and get that stuff.
Yeah, this is the problem. We should kill more things.
Okay, and where are we expecting to find Magic Shop Tier, eh?
Well, true. I was thinking of that nasty kobold wizard in room 69 was looking particularly fine to go back to.
Yeah,
beat up.
Feel free. Sure. I'm not stopping you.
Yeah, I know. We're just waiting to power up. So, that'll be fine.
We'll still have your asses doing it.
Only because you know exactly what spells, what feats, and what we're going to do with everything. I don't think there's point
in... I'm going to run in and hit them until they die.
Actually, knowing what you can do doesn't actually help me in any fashion.
First level.
You just need to know your chin.
Balazar's first level.
Look, Steve, as our rules person, we're not going to cheat, are we?
Well, no.
So why do you need to know?
Go for it. Balazar's first level spells, of which he has 3 princely sums thereof, will be Magic Missile,
that's
a surprise, Mage Armor,
yep.
Another big surprise, and Sleep.
Shocking. Absolutely shocking. By your choice of first level spells completely shocks me to the core.
I'm still going to go with something.
Brick them all.
Merge them all.
Learn Tense of Sporting Gifts.
Shiny new second level spells, of which I have 2.
Yes.
And I can learn.
One of each.
If you like.
I will do that. Because I'm
learning
shiny.
1 invisibility and 1 scorching ray. Yeah.
Correct.
But how do you work out your attack bonus? Because I've just run my numbers off and completely forgot.
Base attack bonus. Plus strength.
Okay.
Or base attack bonus plus dex.
Yeah.
Alright, my short sword one's alright.
So your ranged one's base attack plus
dex.
Ooh,
my base attack bonus goes up. I'm not lucky.
I'm confused.
No, it doesn't.
I'm confused.
Damn. It's my. No,
I think the top one's right.
My will save goes up.
Yeah. That's masterwork. It's plus four.
Masterwork plus four.
No, but it only plus 2, mind one.
Was it minus 1?
Mm. No, that stays the same too.
I'm confused.
No, I'm already done.
I don't know what I did.
Damn.
Yeah, so you'll be up to plus 2 for your health sword.
I've just gone up there.
Focus. Yeah, your base attack is plus 2. Okay. Strength is minus 1. It must work.
Okay, well, it was plus 2 last time.
Okay.
Oh, shite.
Okay. You're only little.
Well, my main attack's at plus zero.
Yeah. Still. So, hey, at least you made it up out of the negatives.
For my throwing dagger,
yeah.
So I've got plus two, plus...
Your dexterity bonus.
Yeah.
So that's seven.
Yeah.
Plus...
You get plus one for being a halfling for throwing weapons.
Okay, so it's plus
so
eight.
Plus eight.
But I'm sure I was on plus eight last time, and you told me everything went up. So I think I was cocked up somewhere.
Mm. Somewhere there's been... It doesn't matter. Somewhere there's calculation. Plus one doesn't make much difference either way.
That's a 5% improvement in our
state. So, my normal dagger, so it's just plus two, and then...
It should be plus one.
Weapon focus is just plus one, two,
because you've got strength of minus one.
So how come this hasn't all been done?
I don't know. I must assume
I haven't done this.
I think I must assume strength is plus one.
You haven't got weapon.
So I've levelled and gone worse. That's fantastic.
You haven't got weapon fanatic. I don't
think so. I don't know.
No.
That's shit.
My girls don't bloody roleplay.
I think we should level at the end of games, rather than the beginning.
Yeah. Well, the ends is unfortunately we get tired and go home.
Fantastic,
yeah,
no, you didn't. What are you with your sling and your bow?
With my sling, I'm plus 9, but probably wrong now. I don't know.
Probably isn't, actually.
What does it go on, then? Plus 2.
Everyone loves the cleric.
Plus your dex.
So that's 7.
Plus the fact you're a halfling and really shit hot with a sling.
Plus 1.
So I've gone down in that as well.
Plus 8. How odd. Hmm. We must have assumed you had a plus one bonus to strength.
Fantastic.
You're right. Mm-hmm. It's alright. Alright, what are you, bow? Plus eight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, that's as good as me with my
sword.
Double life.
Yes.
Well, if I use it for a single attack.
So we're all set.
You still see?
No.
All right.
Oh,
I hear there was a bit of rearrangement to the map.
Helen just wanted to see if it was permanent.
What?
And just made a few
adjustments.
Put a new doorway in.
Where?
Oh, which is the right of A38.
Oh, yes, I see the new doorway. That's it, is it? That new doorway?
Apparently.
Oh,
now it's gone.
There it is, it's
gone. Chicken walls.
Yes, the dungeon is moving. I lost you. I found you. No, I haven't. That's not where you are. Thanks, Dave. I'm glad you know where we are.
I had to move my lucky bullet.
I'm glad you pay attention.
He reads ahead just to make sure you're on
time. Yeah. Thanks, Dave. Steve's checking to see what monsters are coming.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, 38. I believe you rested here, didn't you?
No.
You didn't. We were here.
I can't remember. A38 was the furnace room. We were in the furnace room.
It was the weapons. Yes. It was a weapons thing.
I thought we rested with the troglodytes and just wandered through here.
Yeah. Yes, you did. You'd already rested,
that's
didn't
right.
you?
That's right.
You'd already rested. Yeah. That's fine.
We just spontaneously got better.
Well, yes, you probably got better before when you woke up and went, the furnace! Then the walk to the furnace room, you got better.
Right.
Steve started bleeding out of his eyes and hands and head and whatnot.
Yeah.
Where does Tom bleed his stigmata exactly?
Mm. One glowing.
Hands, please make it there.
Could be anywhere. It just says old wounds open up.
Oh, I see. I'm going to wound you a bit more than me.
No, I have a joke for you.
Right.
What did the prostitute say? No, what did the leper say to the prostitute? You can keep the tip.
Oh, that's terrible. It's great.
I send all these jokes, but I only send them to girls because I don't know what the boys like.
every
female in my inbox got to that email yesterday.
I like that.
That's like the other joke, isn't it, about the prostitutes and the lepers? The bordello in the leper colony closed down because business had been dropping off recently.
lepers and prostitutes are easy to pick
up. Yes, they are quite. Yes.
Not that we've anything against prostitutes.
Nope. Or lepers. Or lepers. Or prostitutes. Actually, I probably wouldn't.
No.
Like, to meet a leper as a prostitute.
You've seen those slides, haven't you?
Right.
Bradford at about 2 o'clock in the morning.
The weaponsmith's workshop is
hooray! There.
Several large workbenches are arranged in haphazard fashion in this room. A large furnace sits unlit in the northeast corner. You realise that there's various tools lying around that deal with weapon smithing, and that the furnace would be workable had you fuel to light it.
Or a friendly fire elemental.
Or a friendly fire elemental.
Ooh, we'll get something on. Or not.
Stand in that forge.
Okay. Is that a marching one?
Yeah. That's a small cluster.
It's a small cluster now, isn't it? Should we search the furnace? It's always... Is it hot? It's cold, isn't it?
It's cold.
It's been dead long time.
It's been
cold a long time.
I am failing at halfling. I will search the room.
A halfling searches and gets a...
Oh, I won't
a mighty...
Very good.
Four.
Oh, awesome. Standard look bored.
17.
The furnace is empty. Bits and bobs from the firing process are lying around the bottom, but nothing itemy. In the room you find bunches of tools used for making weapons. If you really want them, it makes 1.5 artisans tool kits weapon smithing.
They're items you can take. You can make 1.5 kits worth of artisan tools, weapons.
Worth cash?
Just in case we need to sell them.
Yeah, or we could trade them in the dungeon.
For a passing artisan who happens to have...
Well, I've seen them and I'm not picking them up.
But has a large bag of gold.
Yes.
Aha! Because gold is so much more useful down here, you've found so far.
It's far more edible.
You're quite rich by now with things and stuff. You picked up a lot of... ugly toad statues and God knows what. Yeah, you found them.
It's
the benefit of Sir Cloud.
We have nothing.
I'm carrying some hack silver.
I have a small ceremonial dagger.
I have some rusty chain around my waist.
Do well for items.
I've got the hack silver.
You're not carrying everything on
the you're not carrying
one of the things you mentioned that you had rather than
It was too big for you to palm object on because it's quite a large lump of silver and you have little hands.
I have a gold nose ring, ivory knuckle bones, silver and gold bracelet, necklace of teeth, red ribbon.
You're gonna rattle when you walk.
Oh, you've got that nose ring.
Yeah. You have pierced yourself all over with manky orc jewellery.
And other stuff that you're not allowed to.
She's got all goth and punky and stuff.
Yeah.
Hey!
Being dragged around a dungeon with three bloody men.
She's rocking against the system. Okay, where are you going, folks?
Now you're feeling better.
To another room.
Yeah.
Picking
up. Alright, we'll listen and then search for traps and then
We've searched everything, haven't we? Searched
about that room that's up.
Yeah. That one. The room above this room. Okay. You walk.
37 on the bottom.
It is indeed room 37.
Hey.
Well spotted there, Garut can count.
I noticed a pattern.
The door to this room is open and secured with a metal hook that holds the door in place. Mm-hmm. Several large workbenches are arranged in a haphazard fashion in this room.
Anything to kill?
Maybe soon.
Is there another furnace?
Maybe.
Is it the place where they make the armour to go with the weapons?
Make me listen checks, please.
Ooh. Just as you enter.
Listen.
18.
18?
21.
Good.
11. Balazar has wax in his ears. Ear cack.
Oh, leave ear cack alone. Poor old ear cack. What do you like, poor ear cack?
We slept and we couldn't hear in the morning, bloody ear cack.
Anyone who gets over 15.
What was that?
Hears a buzzing noise.
Them fucking things again.
In the room. It's not like a constant buzzing, like they're constantly in flight. So it was zzz. Zzz.
Somebody smell that mess going off. Who put it on silent and let's put it on vibrate?
Zzz.
Sorry, the old, that must have been
like they're doing short flights.
Oh, no, hang on. I don't
like lifting and moving around. Looking into the room with your dark vision, Garud. Not that it is that dark, because you have a torch, I assume.
We have a glowing.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Oh! His nose glows.
He has a nimbus.
He has a halo.
He has a very shiny moth. Nimbus.
Yeah. impressive nimbus he has there.
You see six sturges sat on various benches of the floor.
Close the door, move on.
Make me a spot check.
I want you to
no, just people who can see you. Obviously, you can all see by the glow of the cleric's
well,
eyes.
Yeah.
16!
Dark vision helps.
Oh, bollocks.
18! 13!
20! Pretty good.
The wizard.
Anybody who gets over 12 has the right to make me a knowledge nature check.
Oh,
they have
they're
knowledge
breeding
nature.
Or something crap, aren't they?
They're full and they're not moving. They look fat.
They do look fat.
They're pregnant.
They're fair. They're not doing much.
They're going to give birth to 1,000 more.
Can I line them up all in a single line, shoot them with my heavy crossbow in one fell shoof?
No.
Damn.
Could go splat.
You can if you like.
Let's go in again.
They look evil.
Well, they're sturges. They're fiendish sturges.
Fiendish?
They do look evil.
Yes.
Can we smell? Are we still sickened?
No.
No.
Hooray! No. Thank either. God. Not nauseous, not sickened. Yes,
witch
can't be ill.
Witch.
When do I get another static?
You worship a witch.
Next level.
I worship the Baron Brightmantle. Not that he would know.
I still don't think these numbers are right.
No, we'll sort it out. Six fiendish sturges.
Let's go and kill them.
They look fat and lazy.
Yeah. Splat the crossbow, heavy crossbow straight in at the first one of
opportunity. You kill the sturges.
Hooray! Splat,
don't want to fight.
Squeeze!
They try to fly away lazily and fatly and you cut them out.
We go, squeeze!
Congratulations.
Yay.
Ah, success!
We will get much XP for this.
Yes! It was a challenging
next
fight.
Room!
Shall we have a look around this room?
Next!
There are 5 workbenches in this room, all show signs of heavy use under the dust. Various tools lie on the around the workshop.
I don't search it, and I'm stop using that dice.
All of them either open, all of them either broken or in poor repair.
Let's have a search. Everyone can have a search. We'll wander around the room.
Somebody else.
Yeah. Oh look, we're all taking
interest. That's better than what I was getting.
Yes, but he's not a search skill, probably.
Everything I took turns
to
shit today, so...
19.
Just the 16 for me.
You don't find anything interesting.
Everybody finds something for me.
I'm not looking. You've had your wisdom bonus onto that 19.
Oh, do I? Sorry, I made that 20.
No, search intelligence.
Search.
Spot.
We didn't search, it's intelligence. In which case, well, that's only 21.
Yes.
22,
oh dear. You don't find anything in this room except for broken tools. Signs of heavy usage.
Just a bunch of tools.
Recent heavy usage.
Yes. Oh, and some sturge poo, or whatever sturges do.
No one's ever done the full kind
probably
of
ecology of a sturge.
Don't talk to me about ecology. Please. Please don't talk to me about ecology.
You're right, love.
Alright.
Where are you going, folks?
It's so tempting just to go...
Top.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that...
The top?
37 and one above it. What 37 is to the north of 38, isn't it?
Yes, yes.
I find it all when I search at quadrats.
What?
My cacti of cacness.
Your cacti.
Can't even get double numbers.
There. That's across the top.
Okay.
I'm looking for something.
Keeping a weather ear out.
You're looking down this side.
I have a 19.
Yes, I'm keeping an eye on the ceiling for more... Squid flying black rubbery thingies.
Squids.
Yeah. Giant evil roof squid.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Giant evil roof squid.
Balazar is not keen on the giant flying roof squiddies.
Door there. And a door there.
A door for
it's making up a sort of grid kind of affair.
It is.
Wow.
Whoever designed this dungeon was a big fan of right angles and straight lines.
Americans, so far.
So far.
With New York.
Yes.
Okay. Where are you going? To the top right room, I assume.
Yeah.
Go on. Unless you want to ignore that, I want to go to the top right room.
That'll do.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
The door to this room is open and secured with an iron spike that's been driven into the wall to prevent it from closing.
I rolled a bloody 20 and there's nothing to roll for.
Well, you can keep that to search if you like, or you can...
That's what I was doing.
Saving your rolls for future, yes.
Yeah. No, I won't bother saving that one. Won't bother saving
Hey, I'm married to the GM, I can do it.
Actually, I will save that one.
I'll save the 18, I can pop to it.
So, that can be a listen roll if you like.
Fine, I'll listen.
You hear some movement from the darkness.
There's some movement in the darkness. The darkness is attacking us.
We attack the darkness.
Oh
How many times can we say that before it gets really stale?
Well, you've got about another 800 pages.
I can see in the dark. I don't attack the darkness. No. I attack whatever's lurking.
The black and whitiness.
Pandas.
If we can see pandas.
I attack the fiendish diapanda.
It's a fiendish diapanda. They're even worse than the diapandas.
Pandas are an endangered species. I learned that in my ecology lab. There you go.
You didn't know that, by the way. It's the logo of the WWF.
What, the World Wrestling Federation? Oh, Canadian versus Pandemon!
World Wrestling Entertainment.
They lost against the WWF for the right to keep the acronym.
They had those finished up.
Versus the
Hulk. Don't give a shit.
The Hulkster. Okay. Fortunately, our clerics look something like that.
He said black and white. Black and white, yes. Big pandas.
And they could be penguins.
Or zebras.
Or albino penguins, but they're not black and white.
Badgers are more silvery grey for most of them, you just strike on the end.
Depends.
Badger.
The stink badger of Pakistan. Yes, there is.
There's a Pakistan stink badger.
Yes.
That's what I like about these recordings. They're educational and informative.
I can send people PowerPoint presentation on badgers.
They'll ask for it.
Badgers? We don't need no stinking badgers.
Apparently there is a stinking badger.
Stinky badger, isn't it? Pakistan.
Oh, fancy that. Yes, fancy that.
Stinky.
Now then. You hear some shuffling and movement inside
eating
the
room. Eating of bamboo.
Yes, the eating of bamboo.
Eat, shoot, and leaves.
Ah! That's terrible! That's
terrible! It's a fine book telling you the importance of punk.
No! I've heard that so much and it's so...
What? Eat, shoot, and leaves.
There's somebody on my webboard, there's a photographer whose name is Eat, Shoot, and Leaves.
Fine. Oh. Shouldn't be shoots, eat, and leaves.
Only if it's very flexible.
bad half-hawk. Bad half-hawk.
Right, yes.
Anyway.
There's some noise in the room. It goes quiet as you approach the door.
I douse my light. I kill it.
Is it all sort of retracting to your bottom or something?
I hit it with my crossbow.
It goes to place for the
like,
don't shine.
Like the Giver. Yeah. All retracts into your back. Sorry.
I hit it with my crossbow.
Hit what?
The panda.
Look, if you want, I'll put a dire panda in.
Fiendish.
It'll be based on a dire bear with fiendish template.
Oh, that's not good.
It'll rip our tits off.
Yeah.
I'm the only female, so
it only but it only eats the bamboo, so it'll just tear you to pieces and then leave you.
Eat shoots and
it only eats fiendish bamboo. It's particularly spiky, normal bamboo.
Really angry bamboo.
It's still alive.
Yes, it's angry bamboo.
Yes, well, I am readying my heavy crossbow.
I thought you could.
Chunk.
Did you actually get weapon focus heavy mace?
Yes.
I thought you did, yeah. You're a specialist in it soon. Okay.
Well, the spells are low level.
Well, draw room.
Are we going to sneak in or just going to run in and smack it till it dies?
Run in
and
smack it until it dies. I'm sick of
it. It's kind of tempting, isn't it? It's a refreshing purity in just going in there and kicking the crap out of it.
I knew everyone would come to over to my side eventually.
It just makes the adventure go quicker.
There's 800 more pages.
Exactly.
And this will make it go quicker.
Get off my character.
I'm just moving so I can construct a room for you.
Not with that, you won't.
No. Oh, yes. Thank you for stopping me drawing on that little whiteboard marker.
Try a whiteboard marker.
What are these? What's the difference? Well, they're not permanent.
Yeah, but they're...
designed for a whiteboard.
Yeah.
Yes. My apologies.
I think I need to design for overhead transparency. There you go.
Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 40 feet.
Oh my god, this one's huge.
Whoa.
2, 4.
There's room for more than one Finnish dad panda.
There could be a herd. The entire breeding population could be in here.
What are you doing?
I built it wrong. It's meant to be rectangular.
Oh, you've got them square as a rectangle.
2, 4, 6.
Do you not know middle maths?
That's 10.
Yeah, that is 10. 10
for God's sake.
There we go, it was a rectangle, just didn't connect from here.
It's only at really high levels that you have to worry about the sheer millimetre accuracy.
Yeah.
face-to-face combat.
And there's a door here where you are.
Hooray!
And a corridor runs up.
So that's kind of a jar. We heard some shuffling. It's now stopped. We're outside. Mm-hmm. Balazar readies his heavy crossbow.
Very good.
And?
Well, not very much, do they?
They're quite nice.
Should we just charge in, Half-Orc, and be done with it? Let's try your method.
It worked so well with the kobolds.
Then again, maybe you should charge in, Half-Orc, and we'll see what happens. You can take it out. Whatever it is.
Can I see anything through the open doorway?
No, not really. It's quite rubbly. Workbenches and various destroyed whatnots lying around the room.
Is there anywhere for immediate cover inside the doorway?
Not really. There's an old workbench lying around.
You can hide behind that.
Run in, knock the workbench over and use it for cover.
Sounds good. We all do the same. It's like a snaky trail.
So the half-orc charges in.
Towards one of the workbenches, yes.
Okay. Make me a spot check, please.
I've got some of that.
Do you have a spot?
It's one number, then it's another.
It's a mighty eight.
A mighty eight, then you don't spot it.
I might use the other dice that doesn't roll quite so
bad. I need some beasties.
Beasties.
What sort of
beasties?
Beasties.
Beasties.
Don't
put a bullet in the middle of the room, it's scary.
Bullet.
It's like Chaotic Evil or Volume or something.
I don't know what they are. They were the things.
It's at the bottom.
Remember when we played Baldur's Gate and those things popped out the ground in the marshes? That's what they were.
Yeah.
Except for they weren't blue, they were brown. Yeah, they'll do. They're medium enough, but I need another one, please.
What's that?
It's orc.
Orc.
That'll do.
Okay.
I need another one.
One more.
End of us.
What kind of monsters do you want?
Ooh, a red wizard of fear, posing as something else. Get the drag dinosaur off the table, please.
It's fiendish.
It is fiendish. It's a fiendish Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Ooh, what the hell is that?
Executioner.
A human executioner posing as something else.
Yes, that's us.
Yeah.
I love things with scent. It's so good.
We are a frost shark.
They knew you were there. They hid. They're about to jump on Garou.
No! Oh, that's alright then.
Right.
This is not a naked half.
In their surprise round,
there's more than one.
Bugger. Six.
I wasn't surprised in the slightest.
You were surprised. You didn't see them. Six.
And where's this fiendish I was charging towards?
Fiendish dire rats. Hey?
I can't do anything.
Why?
Well, they can't do anything. They can't move.
What? They can't move.
They're going to get partial actions in a surprise round.
Do they? Mm. That's an arse. So they need to be right next to them to attack in a surprise round. You sure?
Seems like, anyway.
That seems a bit poo for surprise. Aha! So they can be hiding, and then they can go, ha ha! And that's the end of their surprise.
Then you go, thanks!
Seems a bit crap.
It does, doesn't it?
It does rather. I don't like that at all.
Well, we'll say, just carry on with what you're doing.
I'm just going to attack him, but I don't want to attack him if I'm not allowed to by the rules.
I'm sure it's not going to make mischief.
Even though they're farcical, they're not going to hit him. It's only a fiendish dire rat. And it's Garut of evil.
Garut of evil.
Splat.
Well, you've got Cleave now, haven't you?
You have one of those super duper kind of dual end bladed. It's not a lightsaber, but it's a kind of nasty thing.
You can have cheerleaders with your fang club.
Cheerleaders, yeah.
Oh, today.
Yeah. Are they going to be orcs?
Groupies.
Okay. Yeah.
Garutis. The Garutettes. Yeah, that fang club, how funny is that?
In theory, if I roll really well, I can kill four of them.
We'll have to do a signed picture.
I don't know why everyone thinks Groot's so fast. You only get a standard action above human,
which is either move
or hit. Or a hit.
That's a bit poo.
Oh, what, an intelligence or wisdom? How crap is that?
That's a bit ass.
I've got an intelligence of 15, but wisdom of 10.
Well, they get concealment anyway, so they may sneak up on
my charisma is only slightly below average.
So why would you ambush anything?
In fact, no, it is average, because it's zero. So everything else is above average.
Pretty good.
Conditions.
It might be a bit of a charge.
No, whatever
you want. Thanks, Div.
To your face.
It's because I haven't got any skill to listen. That's why I can't hear them, isn't it?
You can't hear the laughter behind your back.
Can you do it like Cockney? It immediately lowers the IQ.
Ooh.
Hi. I don't know any.
Yes, hello.
What?
Where
from concealment they can run an attack.
Take any stuff
that can be Mary Poppins.
You can still charge.
Good, they can do it then.
But they can only move.
That's probably the closest speed instead
of very
being bought.
Right, Guru, what's your armor class?
17.
148.
Their attack is plus 4.
Woo!
So they need
13. Oh, plus 6.
11s to hit the root. One misses.
But that one couldn't charge.
Okay, so the double for the two have charged. That one hits, the executioner guy hits. Well, actually, fiendish dire rat executioner. And the other two need, the other four need 13s. Yes. No. No. Yes. So that's three hits and three misses. Doing a grand, vast total of 7 points of damage.
Ouch.
And three fork serves.
Oh.
And so, the sequence begins again.
You haven't got it yet.
I just have.
Okay.
Do I need to roll it more than once?
No, once is fine. You've got
three separate doses.
You can only catch it once.
Yes, I roll a mighty 2. Even though I have a fine fortitude save, it's not quite that good.
Rain.
Garoot.
I believe it's now you. And then everyone else can roll initiative.
Time to go sneak.
Oh, we all roll initiative now. There's a bit of attack.
Hey! Roll initiative!
Can I get an improved initiative from leveling?
Not unless you take improved initiative feat. The rats are going on a 7, which is rubbish.
16.
14 for the wizard.
7 for the rats, yeah. Bum, 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 bum. Helen's creeping around.
16.
Alright, who's next?
Me.
Go, Steve, go. Do them in with your holy power.
Nimbus them in the head. Go on.
If you guys can just kill two of them, I'll get the other four.
I think I heard what's going on.
Yes, hear somebody fighting and stuff.
Run round the rest of the party, zip, 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 and in.
Smack that one.
Did you run more than half your movement? As in a sense, did you move faster than half speed there? Did you run into the room?
No, I walked into the room.
That's okay then. The ground is very unsure here.
You walked in a calm and orderly manner to attack the dire rats.
Like did our fire drill this morning. No. 16.
That will indeed hit a dire rat.
Shnick.
Ooh! Oh. You roll a 6. He's got 4. I'm impressed.
Okay.
What a guy.
We are Team Cripple again, aren't
we? We are Team Cripple. We're going down in numbers.
You need a team name, and that seems quite appropriate.
We are Team Cripple.
Who's next?
Garud,
do some damage.
I am going in.
I kill the finish jitter.
Anyone particularly? Steve damaged the one that looks like a ghost.
Yeah.
I'm not.
The ghost die, right?
I'll go for that one, I think. But take me.
The executioner.
Yes, the executioner that no one else is going to be able to get to.
Sure.
What type of executioner rating?
I'm going to double attack.
Uh-huh. Just in case. Yes, go on.
Let's see if I can. Oh, that's a mere. Oh, no, that's 15.
That'll hit.
Oh.
Did you take invisibility?
I did indeed, so I can cast it on you.
I don't know whether it'll be worth it for this. Yeah. See whether
6.
These two.
It dies.
Leave! I've only got it once per day, so it's worth kind of saving.
But
you're the best person to cast it on most of the time.
Yeah.
Unless I'm really, really running away.
No, that's just.
The but time. I'm brave.
Just a 10. That misses. However, you do have your second attack, I believe.
And that misses.
Oh, Garut killed one, though, and cleaved into another one and missed.
Right.
In his excitement to hit something else.
With his new skill!
I could keep this movement going!
Ah, bollocks!
I could have my ponytail.
Who's next?
Balazar.
Balazar weighs in with the heavy crossbow.
while walking in a calm and orderly manner so as not to slip. Health and safety, you know.
Health and safety.
Can I shoot one?
Yes, from there you can.
Yeah, I'm going to shoot one with the heavy crossbow.
Go ahead.
No, not at all, I think. The mighty roll of five.
See, two crippled range weapons don't go very well together, do they?
No.
Failing. What are you doing, my dear?
Failing, probably.
Failing.
Chuckity chuckle. What are you going?
I was just going to roll a dice.
Yes.
I forgot, it's D&D. I have to roleplay.
I'm sorry about that. It's D&D.
I'll go in and hit that one.
That one.
After walking in a careful manner.
Yes. Orderly procedure.
Nothing get an attack.
Are you sure you wouldn't like to wait outside and fire through the door?
Ooh.
You're really good with a bow.
That's probably a better idea.
You have a bow now.
If you're right next to them, they'll hit you.
Am I within 30 feet?
Yes, so you're nice for offshooting a combat.
Yeah, but yeah, plus one for being within 30 feet.
14.
No, remembering to add your base attack bonus.
Which is like
97.
Add 9, take away 4.
So that's 5.
Yeah.
Yes, so you're fine, you hit
that. Right!
So you do damage.
You shoot the rat.
Le damage over le short.
1d4.
Well, still.
Plus 1.
Plus 1.
Plus 1.
And they're only dire rats.
Five points.
A dire rat squeals and dies.
Ooh, rat kebab.
Oh my god.
Eh?
I killed more than one thing.
They're big buggers as well.
They are, they're big. You're good with a bow. Wait till you get around the back and you're doing 1d4 plus 1 plus 2d6.
I killed one drat.
See, I've got them there as Fudr.
It's them.
Finnish dire.
They have options.
They could surrender.
Yes, they consider surrender. They start to write a parlor, and then they decide against it and bite you. The one that's next to Steve will bite Steve as first. Or try to bite Steve.
Because you hit it.
It will get a 17.
Ooh. Yeah.
And it will bite you, Steve.
Will they die from being bit by his...
Four! Points of damage, and the fortitude surf. Oh, you've still got the disease.
Yeah.
No, you may as well just not bother. You've got it already.
Not fast.
You've already got it. You're reinfected. No. The other three have decided that they've figured out they've got the Smite Good ability and would like to all try it out on Garud.
Their little rat brains are sitting. Ooh, Smite!
Oh, yes, we're really evil.
Wow, brilliant. Uh-huh, 10. See, I Smite Good and everything misses. I haven't smited good on one of you yet. Ooh, 21! I've smited the good! You are good, aren't you?
Yes.
Right.
evil. Based on current player.
Plus extra damage equal to their hit dice total. Hit dice total?
What's their hit dice? Yeah.
One.
So it's plus one, then, isn't it?
4 damage.
Right.
Wow, they're worth smiting good with, aren't they?
He's taken a bit already.
It's because he got jumped by 6 of them.
Yeah.
But it's Garut. Garut is hard. He's only been unconscious twice. Still leading the unconsciousness stakes.
Yay. Oh, I'm smiting back.
Oh, you're smiting evil, are you?
No, I can't.
Oh.
I'm going to hit it with my stick. Or miss it with my stick.
Yes, who's next? Balazar.
No, Garud.
Garud. Killerize them.
Time for revenge.
Let's see, that'll be the...
Are you using both ends, or are you just going for one end? That'll be a hit.
Yes.
One end or two?
Two. He likes a double ender.
He does, yeah.
For the 9 points of damage.
That's one dead.
Cleave.
The cleave is even a higher number, that's 25.
That's very good.
And that's a 10 points of damage.
Nice follow through!
That also dies.
And the second attack. I should be striking the injured one. Oh, that's 14.
That will miss, unfortunately.
Ooh! That was a good hit there, by the heart of
it. You're cleaning up a bit now, you've got cleave and...
Yes, we might be able to take on whole rats.
Although, so now things like the halfling's got a bow she can use to actually do a bit more damage. And, once you start sneak attacking...
rats, theoretically, in a single round, with good rolls.
What, cleaving twice?
You can make a career out of killing rats.
You only cleave once with one end, and then you can have your extra attack.
Yeah, when you get great cleave.
Yes, you just keep going. Just spinning it round your head.
Domino effect.
Who's next?
Balazar. Balazar will have to wade in with the heavy mace, I'm afraid, to engage in combat.
Junk.
Smack.
He's in my way.
Whoosh! I'm reconsidering
Tom, it's the lead over there.
A shout of, he's in my way, comes from the door. And I was like,
oh, crap.
And yeah. I'm off to one side.
I'm a dwarf.
I'm a halfling.
Yes. Right, sorry. Yeah,
you can shoot between my legs.
But you've only got short legs because you're a dwarf.
Yeah. Dwarves are a lot bigger in this edition.
Yeah, they're wide rather than small.
Yeah.
Go on, then.
Okay, let's go. In with the heavy mace and my weapon focus of maceless. Whoosh!
Have you built in the plus one to hit?
Whoosh! Yes, I have. Way! And I roll big 13.
Is that including the bonus?
Yes.
To hit?
Yes.
What did you roll?
9.
You missed.
I know.
He's a wizard.
I'm a wizard.
Finally.
An armoured wizard.
He's still a wizard with plus 4 to hit at level 3. That's not too bad.
Yeah.
And shoot the thing in front of me.
Twang. Still minus 4, so a total of minus 3.
I'm sure it's plus 5, isn't it?
Yeah, plus 5 total. How'd you do?
I shot myself in the foot.
Ooh! Well, how did you do? Because you might just shoot one of your party members. Because you're shooting into combat. A 1.
Yeah. 1.
You totally miss everything, yeah.
It's
really weird. It's the crap calculation if you're in within minus 4 of hitting the creature. Is that right? You hit one of your friends instead.
Yeah, it means you've only just missed the creature.
Yes, and you just miss and hit one of your mates.
I fired over here somewhere.
It's not a very elegant rule.
As opposed to shooting the ceiling.
Yeah, whereas you just totally missed the combat that time.
Rat.
Rat attack.
Oh, rats.
Green
bomb. No, they're feeling brave. On a 20, they feel brave. They're going to have a go. The one next to you is going to try and smite evil on you because he hasn't tried it yet. Ooh.
Mighty.
16.
Damage.
Okay. The other one's going to try and hit Balazar.
Oh no, not again!
And on an 8, he probably would. Why are my beasties so crap?
Because we will them to be so!
Oh, Lindsay's found a deck chair style.
Comfy, the comfy chair.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that those chairs kill me. They hurt after a bit.
It's not the better sway, don't you?
No, it's me. Yeah.
You've got a Henrik. Don't sleep. Don't sleep.
Oh, I step over here.
That's my job, sleep.
Smacking.
Are you flanking it?
Yes.
Cast it on me.
I'm still making it.
Who's next?
Garuk.
Come on, Garuk.
Finish them.
Tidy up.
Go on.
I don't finish them. Is that to one end?
Yes.
Yeah.
I just drawn them out, you evil bastard.
Oh, Jesus.
You miss again.
12. It's haunting them now.
Team Cripple.
Team Cripple.
Balazan.
Good badges with that on.
You do need a better name. It could be Order of the Stick or something like that. You need a good party name going on.
Order of the Dip Stick. Right.
Order of the Sponge on Stick.
Order of the Sponge.
Me! I wade in once again with my mighty fine mace of doom. I go whoosh, whoosh. Whoosh! Badam! Badoom! Badoom!
Oh, let's go
home now.
You build it up.
I love it. He builds it up and builds it up and then... bit of premature message.
I waste it with my crossbow again.
Yeah!
So if you have a bow, go on.
No, fair
enough.
Crossbow.
Natural 20!
Roll again.
Roll again, see if you get crit.
No.
That's damage.
Probably die.
I forget, it's a crossbow, isn't it? It probably will.
4.
It dies.
5.
It's dead.
I've killed 2 things in one session.
Wow.
I've killed nothing.
Oh, no.
Ever.
Well, no, not in this session.
I killed 2 things with one attack.
Yes.
That's your job.
Eh?
Rat.
Rat.
Is he demoralised yet?
Well, I made a roll last time and no they weren't, but... no, he's not.
He's angry.
He's a plucky little
swiss. He's having a go at Balazar. And on an 18, does a grand total of 2 damage.
2 damage. Ouch.
Hey, there's only one person in the party who's immune to smite good. And the giggle indicated who.
And everything in this dungeon is fiendish.
Yes, and everything in this dungeon is fiendish.
We should sort of take a chaotic evil character.
I make kind of slide towards neutral.
Yeah.
Me too. Nothing's actually smited you yet.
So I think one dire
did one additional point of damage.
Yeah, but I think as the things get tougher, it might be more successful against me.
bit of strategic movement by the cleric there.
Yeah.
The cleric hits. That little dance there, Steve.
Oh!
For max 6 damage of 4.
6 minus 2 is 4.
You smite it and break all but one of its legs. It's still got...
I have to claw back at you.
Crush it with your boot.
Garut.
Is Garut.
That won't do it.
Turen. It's not moving, is it?
It's not dead yet.
That will.
He kills it.
Minimum of 5 damage.
It dies.
Snicker snack.
Only had one left. It's very dead.
We have successfully defeated these fiendish rats once more.
And it took us an hour and a half less than normal.
Yes. Yeah. See, that's what the extra level does for you.
The half orc cleave attack is quite handy.
You do things quicker.
Yes. You're more efficient now. Yeah. It's not actually that you're better at your job. You're more efficient at your job.
And with my cleave, I chop one of my comrades. No.
Whee!
Sorry, I'm a bit new to this.
I'll forge a pact with the halfling. If it looks like I'm going to die, I'll cast invisibility on you so you can revenge my death with an invisible backstab move.
Okay.
Right. The workbenches in this room have all been destroyed. There's a furnace that sits in the southwestern corner. There
is nothing in the room.
Okay. Oh, we killed things. We want their treasure.
I know, but they're rats. Rats don't have treasure.
They must have a few GPs.
They always do.
Yeah, didn't they inadvertently eat something valuable that's come out when we chopped them up?
When we squashed
them. You are a very much D&D adventurer, aren't you?
Of course.
I'm going to see if they've eaten anybody's hand with a ring on.
Oh, there's one. It's the one ring. Look, there's a one ring for everyone.
Oh, I got the further book of bunny suicide yesterday from Asda, believe it or not. Selling it for £3.70.
The return of...
The return of the bunny suicides. Oh, and nice. It has a couple of
you
more.
You can't talk about it. It was my present.
I know, I bought it for Lindsay because it was only a £3.70 as opposed to £8. Which I thought was quite bad.
Now she now bought this for you, love. Great, we're cheap.
No.
That's what I got.
It was inexpensive and bargainous.
Boy, your present is downstairs. It was really cheap in Asda. Thank you, Hal.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Not only then, he'd already read it before I got to it.
Was it fluttered at work when I was born?
Yeah, that's why you buy books for other people. You always read them before you give it.
Duh. Quality assurance.
Well, yeah, you've got to
check the script. Yeah, I was checking it with
sort of typo.
Yeah.
Sort of
and he's pretty good.
Pictures.
Hey, it's good. Good as the further bunny suicides.
Yeah. Anyway.
No bunnies here, and not committing suicide in front
They're
of
rats. Them.
If something commits suicide in front of us, do we still get XP for it?
No.
Only if you incited it to do so.
The party is so crap, you commit suicide.
Oh my god, I'm not being killed by them.
Maybe I can confuse you all, because maybe that he can put invisibility on me and I can stab it, and then you might think it commits suicide when you get the point.
Yeah, but you the party was killed again at the moment you become.
Right, where now, folks?
Next one then.
Next room.
Okay. See, we're doing
your... Oh, it's light again, by the way.
We're doing your God's wishes and cleansing the dungeon room by room.
Of evil things.
Yeah.
Working.
It's pointing at the party.
The door to this room is partly open, hanging by one hinge as a result of an explosion from the inside.
Ooh.
Cool.
The door blocks the passageway for all but small creatures who believe they could squeeze through.
I hack the door off its one remaining hinge.
Maybe a strength check. It's maybe a strength check to pull it off the hinge.
6.
Add your strength.
Buzz. 6. Oh, 6.
Okay.
I'll give him a hand.
No! Don't let it get out of the hand! No, don't!
I don't know!
And the half-life
comes through.
No!
They effectively make your attempt worse.
They're actually pushing in, making you half as strong. I like those realistic characters, at least. They're so incompetently weak that they make it harder to move the door. I like that a lot. Let's just say you eventually tear it off because you're very strong.
Team cripple?
Yes.
Go team cripple.
This room was obviously devastated by an explosion. Scorch marks adorn the walls, and whatever furniture once adorned the place is in shards.
Here, oh no, it should change now, shouldn't it?
Here and there, you can make out what appears to be part of a table or a leg of a stool. Otherwise, the destruction is complete.
If you have stuff, aren't you just searching?
Yes, I think so. A search would be a wise course of action.
I'll stay here and guard the door.
Very well, cleric. So search for. Just the 20 for the wizard dwarf.
Just the 20.
I'm only minus 3 to grapple now.
You searching, halfling?
Of course. Why would I be here if I wasn't searching?
Because you backstab stuff as well. You're here to kill stuff, and when it's dead, look for their things.
Good roll.
Yeah.
Million.
24.
26.
26?
For searching, yes. 18 plus
8. Yes.
26.
Good job you're here. You search around in what you think is the remains of a furnace in one of the corners that has been all but totally destroyed. You uncover a short sword that is almost totally unmarked by the devastation.
Look what I found!
It's a sword, lassie! It's a toothpick.
I'll stick it up your bum.
I'll pay for that! I'll watch that for money.
Okay. What room are we in?
Does anybody
40.
Want it?
40.
I don't want it.
I was just thinking I'll cast Detect Magic, because I never cast them all in a day anyway. I do Detect Magic on the shiny unblemished sword.
The sword does indeed glow faintly. It gives off an aura. Give me a spellcraft. Roll.
Spellcraft roll from the wizard.
Oh, is the glow visible to you as well?
Am I doing the knowledge arcana?
Was it room are we in?
Spellcraft.
We're in room 40. Okay. 40.
That would be approximately 24.
You think that this sword has been opened for enchantment, but it hasn't been completed. You think with the correct abilities, you would be able to implant a spell in the sword.
Cool.
I think I could put the spell in the sword if only I knew how.
Great, we'll carry that around for the next six months. Possibly longer.
Only three or four levels.
Otherwise, you waving it around figure out it's a plus one short sword.
So if I get...
The enchantment gives it the equivalent of a plus one.
Does that mean if I took something like the wondrous item feat, I could do it?
You'd have to take craft magical arms and armour.
Is plus one better than a masterwork?
Yes, because it gets plus one to hit, plus one to
damage. Okay, well, I won't give it to you then.
It's more your size.
Yeah. I'll put my masterwork one in the bag and carry this one.
Okay. Plus one. It's magical, it also affects
you. Yes, it does. It's a magical weapon.
Okay.
And eventually, if Paul ever learns craft magical arms and armour, he can implant a level one spell in it, thus giving it an ability of some kind.
Like
so if you plan
sleep or magic or something.
No, it'll turn it into. It'll give it an extra ability, I assume. Like, you know how
it could turn it into a creature weapon.
Plus one, so you have to cast a spell on it.
So does it give me plus one?
To hit and to damage.
You have to. One of the prerequisites for creating a magical item is to cast. Have an approach spell to cast into it. Yes. No. Not anymore. Not ever. Am I misinterpreting? Okay. I'm sure you did.
You just need to feed these then.
Oh, do you? What, it just makes it? What, for the special abilities, like flaming and stuff?
Half of those you need specific.
That's what I meant.
Okay.
Some of those, if any of those are level one, then that's the ability that you'll get.
Ooh.
If that makes sense. Yes, that's how I read this. It makes sense, you know? Okay. Assuming that it'll only take a level one spell, so it limits the actual effects that you can do. But
By the time you can do it, it'll get to the stage where a plus one small ability sort of wank to us.
Well, it'll be plus one flaming or something, not that crap.
That's useful.
It's a magical weapon.
It's, yeah, it's still magical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mighty cigars, really,
yeah.
It's mine. You can't have it.
That's a mighty fine weapon
okay.
You've got there, lassie.
Next time we're up against something big and scary that can only be harmed by magic weapons, you can run in and smack it.
Okay.
Well, it's alright, you distract it and she can creep around the back and do shed loads of damage.
Actually, the halfling would get bonuses if it's really big and scary.
Unless she's small and you get
close. Unless she's small and sucked.
Why?
Because it seems it's a medium sized short sword.
It's going to be like a long sword.
Well, it just says short sword.
It's a short, short sword.
It's a magic short sword.
I'm happy to make it small if that makes a difference.
That's fine. Use it.
Yes.
Thank you.
See, that's the problem with the name.
I had a short sword before, so.
You had a half sword.
It's a halfling size. It's a small short sword.
It's a d4 instead of a d6.
It's magic. It shrinks in the halfling's hand.
Ooh.
To be quite honest, the entire adventure, I think every adventure now, will penalise small characters because it'll assume that everything in the world is medium sized.
I think the idea of an auto shrinking magic sword is actually quite a good one.
Well,
it makes it more magical, doesn't it?
Yeah, a little bit. There you go, it's small.
It's with magic armour.
I'm not going to penalise. Basically, what I'll do is I'll set up the rule that if the halfling wants the weapon or item, and the rest of the party agree, it'll be sized for her. Because otherwise, it's absolutely penalising the crap out of people who are small.
Uh-huh.
And I think that makes fair sense.
Except for Percy Halberd.
To be honest, as far as I've read through his adventure, I've never found anything that says specifically this is a small weapon.
Yeah.
Except for the things that you get off small creatures, and kobolds don't make a very nice weaponry.
Damn, that's kobolds.
Okay, right, okay. We have a magic weapon at last! Yay. Hooray!
Don't forget that you can imbue it with a level 1 spell when Paul learns the right feat if he learns it.
Hooray!
And I won't be for another 3 levels.
No, so. You get, as a wizard, you get magical.
Oh, yeah, you get a special bonus.
Where are you going now, ladies and gentlemen?
Fifth.
Look, it's a fiendish direwrath, smiling.
The little fiendish things.
Not smiling now.
Where are you heading now?
I can't only hit the faces.
Right, so we're in the room there, we found the magic sword.
We'll continue around that corridor just to see if it's closed off.
Yeah. Down here?
Yeah. Heading south.
And the corridor continues off the end there.
Ooh.
Ooh. Now the map has leaped off the wall. I shall have to stand and draw.
Our world has fallen apart.
I think we do clever by sitting and drawing. Okay. There you are. Walking around that corner.
Very carefully, listening, looking at the ceilings.
Yes.
You're very scared of those
black
ceiling squids, aren't you?
I don't know why, because they
It took you about an hour to kill one of them.
Yeah, but it didn't do a lot of damage to us.
Well, no. But
you've seen how many of the bodies there are back there? There's bloody thousands of them.
Exactly. Piss easy to kill.
Where the hell are you from?
You just went Jamaican. You just very much went Jamaican there.
I could kill for 7 minutes beer can sandwiches.
Stop that now.
Why would you want to put a beer can
in a sandwich?
In a sandwich.
Well, you like beer can sandwich?
Stop it now.
Not unless I'm
working
iron.
Or aluminium.
Aluminium.
Alright, pick a room and pick a direction. You have options. You turn the corner and there is a corridor off to your right, and then further on it goes right again.
We want to go to either the room where the plot is or the room where the exit is.
Look for some green glowy stuff up here you could get to if you head in the right direction.
We're still away from that, I think.
And there's some red burny stuff.
Oh no.
I like the green glowy stuff.
Let's roll a die. Wow. 1 to 3. Oh, spark and 6 down. Here. Up. Let's go up. North.
I like this one. Rolling for directions.
You're going to the top one.
Yeah, going top. Yeah. Heading north.
Okay.
Well, I'm glanced down in the
corridor. Paul's going on top.
To make sure there's nothing
down in the corridor, you see.
Black dragon.
You wish.
No! No!
Well, we're at that level, we don't.
But in
that door is partly open.
Dragonlance, they kill a dragon.
Down the end of the corridor. They do, don't they? Because it kills somebody.
There are a billion of them.
1,000 million doesn't make any sense.
And they do have that really. Brightblade does have that really impressive moustache.
Mm. Oh.
But he dies, it's really sad.
Just like Magnum.
Magnum,
yeah. Tom Selleck!
Look at your hot baby.
It's the moustache.
Keeps going there, we'll draw it all on.
Yeah, keep going.
Yeah. Following the corridor until something interesting occurs.
Yeah, we follow actually, it until we find the traps.
Did we actually take a 10-foot pole with us again?
No.
Only got one. Damn!
It's my quarter step.
Oh, yeah, that'll do.
I'm afraid Max is only 7'1".
That would be quite funny.
Did you just say what I think you just said?
Yeah, Lech Walesa. No. Paul, someone from Poland.
Oh, okay. I thought you said something really rude about the size of your mouth. Being 10 foot. No,
he doesn't like to brag.
Sorry, maybe that was wishful thinking of that.
Just go to Orc
Prom. Oh my god, what the hell's that? Orc or Puffling Action.
Hang on, let me colour the walls in, that'll make it easier for you.
Well, you can just go to Midget Pulling Photoshop it.
Look here and around here and around here and around here.
Back.
Around all the unnecessary corners.
Yeah.
Until you get to here.
Yeah.
Up then to the left is what appears to be a dead end. Down to the right, a corridor heads off to the east. And at the bottom of the corridor, down to the right, is an open door into a room.
Can we just head up to the north? Because I don't like dead end passages, and I always like to have a good feel around.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we could carry on this
T junction and see if it spells the word Steve.
It does S.
Yes.
Steve. Yeah,
it does, actually! That's quite impressive!
T.
Do you think the map design is going to be born without the names?
To be quite honest, I think you're going to be disappointed.
You're looking really good, too.
Where is this on the map that you're holding?
Sorry.
Where is that?
Eve!
You don't have to spell
yeah.
it out in baby letters.
I can't
read.
Sir, ter, air. Palazar has a poke at the wall.
Kicking curve. Bop, fur, fur.
Can I have a poke at the wall end with my and a woman's stone says.
You're getting lovely.
I like stone. Yeah. I like stone. It comforts me greatly.
You could use like a dead rat or something. No. At least it would be a bit warm.
No.
Sure, it's a bit chafy poking the wall.
No. You'd have to tie string around it first. Or at least that's what it says on the forums.
What? They're talking about making a rat mace. It's in one of the online comics.
Okay.
Yeah. Basically, someone picks up a rat and goes, I'm going to tie a bit of string to it. I'm going to turn it into a mace, it's going to be a rat mace, and it's really cool. And they go, no. And it's like, yeah, you're dead. Okay. And then they go, I'd like to loop the body. And they go, you're not getting the rat mace. I'm like, oh. Basically, they tie up a string to a rat and go hit it with people.
Apparently,
the forums, yeah, it's a flail. They think that it would be funnier if you put nails through it and have a dead rat and a bit of string.
My rat.
Would also like to
yes.
Would like also pass on disease as well? Would they get a devil's
jaw? No, because you have to bite.
Well, if you had
you can make it bite, you can go hark, chunk with your jaws.
I think you'd be dead.
My new pet rat that I'm going to adopt very soon will not be becoming a mace.
Not unless it does.
Or a dirty smear on the floor.
Alright, you'll have to throw it really hard against the wall.
No, fair one! Okay. I'm searching the stone wall to the
which
north.
Which stone wall?
North, most northly, northly point.
Go ahead.
The top of the letter T.
Yes. I noticed you put the word stone in there as you were dwarfing what the bonus
stone,
is.
Stone, yes, that's
the
right.
Wall of stone.
Just in case you missed it. The stone wall. Okay. Whoops! Well, not having a good day, Dabble, is the dwarf.
He can't even tell that it is stone.
It's some kind of plastic. Okay.
What is this strange substance? You don't find any secret doors.
My poor mom's kind of talked about.
I will go and search for magic trap door things, secret entrance things.
For big numbers, big numbers.
Nice.
17. What are you wanting me to search for? On which skill?
Just search.
Cracks, holes, just opening.
Hide.
Search. You want a hide mode.
Plus eight.
You don't find it. You don't think there's anything up there. Sorry.
There's no way out of this bloody dungeon.
Can
we go and have a look down this door, then?
This door is open. You're just going to wander in?
Wander in? You'd love us to do
no,
that.
No, I'm going to search the traps and listen.
Are you going to wait so you can hide down?
Don't tell me what to do.
Sorry.
Now we'll meander
in. You seem eager to be using your hide skill of like 47,000.
It's only 17. Okay, I will hide and sneak down.
Okay, maybe sneak.
Oh, I've got a hiccup now.
Alright. Just those snaps.
Can I have a snap?
Do you want to rub my lucky
fingers with chocolate thing? That's quite cute, dear.
I'm having a sick.
You all right? That's not cute.
That's not quite cute.
Perhaps it's these snap things. Perhaps they're poisonous.
Get the hell off my snap.
You're eating two little holes of them.
Yes, I fell.
Just chuck the dice on the table while you hit me. All right, yeah.
You sneak down. Oh, lovely.
You sneak down the corridor.
Oh, 1 to 2 to 20. That's more like it.
You sneak down the corridor to the room. Are the rest of you following her? Noisily.
Noisily.
Well, no, that kind of defeats the object of the halfling going sneaking out.
Very good. The door is open.
If she screams, we'll come running.
Inside the room, are you going in or are you just stopping
sneaky
at the door?
I'm afraid you're hiccuping gives you away.
How are things in this dungeon? Just smellers? I mean, we're really bad or something.
No, scent is a really good ability. If you go within 30 feet of them, you automatically know you're there.
Is there a neutral scent thing?
You can actually, I believe there is an ability that protects you from scent. Mm. It's probably in one of the weird background books of weirdness. So.
Or you could wash.
Yeah, or you could wash.
Odor gamer, yes.
Or you rub yourself in
I'm going to stop and I'm going to peer in the door.
Okay. Two dead orcs and three dead kobolds lie in this room amidst an overturned table and a collection of stools. They're the wooden kind you sit on.
Why dictionary research?
Don't make me laugh. I've had a drink and I've got hiccups.
Sorry, I'm trying to scare the moment of you.
Take your trousers off, that usually works. Oh! Oh.
Do you want to rub my lucky bullet?
Very nice, Paul.
Thank you.
Stop stroking his bullet or I'll get jealous.
I don't have a bullet like his. It's shiny.
A spare one.
Oh. It is however blue.
It must be cold.
I think
you've got a bit pointy.
Circulation problem.
You could,
I think I'm going to die if you come.
I don't think anyone's ever died if you got.
There's always a first time. They make me really tired.
Oh, sweetie.
Okay. I'm fine.
You're alright then.
Brave halfling.
Personal sword, yay!
The worst thing that's ever afflicted me.
Oh!